What I've learned is to always have an accurate pulse of my user before making any move or building any feature. And with this, that means every single moment as a PM, I have a good and updated understanding of what the user needs are or what the user problems are before steering the team to spend lots of time and resources building a solution or feature.
Welcome, Purity, to the Product Master Series. Let's start on the questions. So, question number one, give me a brief definition of product management.
I think product management is both an art and a science. Reason being, it's something that you have to learn how to do, one, through learning through other people, and also you have to sort of study it. And it's an art and a science of identifying problems or opportunities and solving them with the available capabilities that you have in a team while also meeting the organization or any financial objectives that you have.
Oof, that's very heavy. Thanks for sharing that it's an art. Rarely do we get to hear that. Thank you. On to the next question. What's the biggest product mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
Ooh. Earlier on in my career, I led a team through building a feature purely based on an executive order and a little bit of desktop research. We weren't given a lot of legroom, or we didn't even push hard enough to get a chance to do user interviews and research. And the feature in and by itself, whatever we were asked to build, was good. But we realized that the user adoption was really low and we spent a huge amount of money. There was no ROI at the end of the day. So having said that, what I've learned is to always have an accurate pulse of my user before making any move or building any feature. And with this, that means every single moment as a PM, I have a good and updated understanding of what the user needs are or what the user problems are before steering the team to spend lots of time and resources building a solution or feature. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely we should be keeping a pulse on our users' needs. Thank you for that. So what's one piece of common wisdom, and common wisdom is in air quotes, do you disagree with and why?
There's none that I can think of that I disagree with, simply because every common wisdom comes from a point of view, a certain point of view. And that point of view is based on context and experiences. So a piece of wisdom that is being, you know, championed by one person could work for a number of people, but then in another situation, that wisdom doesn't work for a different set of people. And if you look at it even from a product perspective, as product people, that's why we lean a lot on research to understand context and experiences of users, because what works for a particular market, and in this case, I'm comparing it with common wisdom. What works for a particular market may not work for another market. And yet, it still holds true for one group, but it doesn't hold true for another.
So next question. What's the best product management advice you've ever received and why?
Always ask why.
Okay.
Either explicitly or through research, there are a set of questions that will help you dig deeper into understanding what the customer wants. So the more you ask, the clearer one is able to identify, able to define, frame, and validate a problem or an opportunity. So always asking why.
Interesting. Reminds me of the Simon Sinek book. Thanks for that. So what's working best in your PM process right now?
I came across something called Product Strategy Stack from Reforge.
Oh.
I took a stab at it and I realized that having that as my blueprint or a guide always keeps the team focused towards why we're building what we're building and narrows down to how we gonna build this, where are we gonna build this, and how are we going to measure the success of the feature or the products that we're building. So having that, drawing it and having it visible in different formats, I think for me has worked wonders. Yeah.
So what's the one thing that every PM should learn?
I've been doing a lot of interviews of late. Oh. And and things that you find in top companies is something called product sense, which is the craft of coming up with impactful solutions to problems on the fly, which is very tough, especially when it comes to interviews. But even on a day-to-day, as you're doing your work, being able to have a high product sense, that means you have empathy, and this you can get through research and deconstructing other products. You're looking at the emerging trends within your domain and the tech space. And thirdly, you're learning from other product experts. So sharpening that product sense, not just for interviews, but also in your day-to-day job.
I should definitely sharpen my product sense. Thanks for that. Mm-hmm. Lastly, what's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
I like to take notes. I recently read an article about why writing is important, and I've started to take it up more seriously. I've discovered that every time I write, I'm able to actively think, and in that moment, I'm able to connect the dots faster. I'm able to get a better understanding of what I know and what I don't know. So when I write things down, I'm able to ask the right questions. So that's one thing I've learned about myself. And now that I know that I like writing, I leverage that.
Nice. And when you talk about writing, you mean writing on paper or?
Yes. For me, pen on paper works best, but even if I'm typing on Google Docs or writing product documentation, it's the same concept. If the moment you start writing, everything crystallizes, and that's when you get to realize, oh, actually, I didn't think about this. I need to ask about this. Something new pops up at the top of your head the moment you start writing. Yeah. And it really helps. Yeah. And the other thing is, when you look at the documentation as a team, that's when you're able to identify gaps. You're like, oh, maybe this is wrong, or we forgot to put this down. We forgot to factor this in. So writing really helps crystallize ideas and thoughts. Yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. That really helps.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.